Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnston Brunetti. Johnston Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003. Questions like, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I need it to? Really, the big question is, will I or will we be okay when we retire? Well, Eric Hogarth and the team at Johnston Brunetti are here to help you figure that out. There is no cost. There is no obligation to chat with them. They don't know if they can help you until you reach out, but they would love to find out. I think it's one of the things you should really want to find out is where are we? Where am I on that road to retirement? You know, do I have enough? Will my money last? Those kind of questions. And just a quick phone call will kind of give you lay of the land. Some of the questions, concerns you have, you ask Eric and the team at Johnston Brunetti, get some answers, get some clarity. I think that's super important to take advantage of this opportunity. The number is 800-705-1232. No cost for this. It's complimentary. 800-705-1232. And Eric and the team have an opportunity for you if you're kind of like, maybe you're 5 years out from retirement, 8 years out from retirement. It's not right around the corner, but it's close enough that you're really thinking about it. They have a kit for you. Are You Ready to Retire? Starter Kit. Kind of give you a lot of insight into retirement, kind of things to be thinking about. If you would like this retirement starter kit from the team at Johnston Brunetti, just call that same number, 800-705-1232, and say, hey, can you send me that retirement starter kit that Eric was talking about on the radio? There you go. 800-705-1232. I'm Mark Elliott. Eric, welcome. Are you ready to go today?
Mark, it is great to be here. I am ready to go. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, here's my question for you to start with, because we know just a few months ago, it seemed, we had the possibility of a government shutdown, and it happens all the time. Hey, we need a little bit more money, but then the one party that's not in power is always going to play politics with the party that is in power. We're back to that again, possible government shutdown in the near future again, because they just kicked the can down the road. And then we're going, well, are we going to have a recession? Boy, if they shut down the government, we know they're not going to. But the last time, Eric, we had the reduction, I guess, of the U.S. credit report for the world, that our credit got downgraded to excellent, which I think we'd all like to have excellent credit, but we lost a star or something. Are you concerned about this?
About that exact thing? No. But the general consensus of people that we're talking to, right, people approach retirement, is the uncertainty, which just creates more uncertainty. And then people are like, it sounds like I should be really concerned about this and I should be really nervous about this, but does this actually impact me? You know, it comes up, you know, I'm not saying we're joking about it, but the whole government shutdown, like, this conversation happens a lot. We just had the conversation. Here we are again. Oh, no, it's, you know, it's September 30th. This is the date everyone's looking at. And kind of across the board, if you're not in politics, people are like, well, you know, they're going to figure it out. You know, they're argue about it. It's going to be a bunch of articles in the paper about it. But at the end of the day, what does it actually mean for me? And what should I be concerned about? And what we talk all day, every day about is planning. And what you should be concerned about is, if you don't have a plan, start working on it and get one. So not that you can feel good when this stuff happens, but so you can feel more secure.
We always know this is how it works. The government tends to kick the can down the road. We've been hearing for a long time, Social Security, hey, by 2035, you're going to get 77, 78 cents on the dollar. Well, then we went through COVID, and a lot of money went out to help people that needed help. And so, well, maybe it'll be 2033. We don't really know, but they kicked the can down the road. Kind of the same thing here. So I think it is really the biggest challenge is all these things that are in the media that they're always trying to scare us with something. It seems like the end of the day, Eric, do we really need to be worried about it? I think is probably the biggest. I think when you're sitting down with people, that's what you're trying to do, alleviate that fear. Well, wait, that might affect you, but we've got a plan, right? I mean, the planning process, the Money Map Retirement Review that you walk people through is kind of taking, hey, the markets are bad, the markets are good. You're looking at both sides of the questions.
One, both those things are going to happen. You know, people say very often as they're getting to retire, well, this has never really happened in the market before. Well, maybe not this exact thing, but what's going on in the world in another shape, form, look, I'm sure it most definitely has happened before. It's never happened before for you when you're this age. You've never done this before. So what should we be listening to? What are we not listening to? When it comes to concerns about the government, what does it mean for me, is that the government can't shut down. There are how many Americans on Social Security? How many, you know, Americans relying on aid or FEMA? You know, if there's a disaster, that money needs to exist. well, if they're running out of money, where's it going to come from? And that's where people say, or my taxes are going are they going to go up? Is inflation going to go up? Is the cost of milk going to go up? Those are the things that hit home that people need a plan for, because you've got to be saving money if you're working, earning money, and growing that money, because people are living longer and longer and longer, so they need more money, you know, to be able to live how they want to live. And it's easy to say, well, I'll just go on fewer vacations. There's plenty of folks out there, like when they're thinking about living in retirement, they're not thinking about vacation. They're thinking about, can I afford to stay in this house or in this home, you know, near my grandkids, and what's that going to look like? So you need a realistic plan.
So if you'd like to sit down to get your realistic plan that is all about you and your circumstances, there are people that Eric sits down with that need $5,000 a month. There are people that need $20,000 a month, right? Everybody's situation is unique, and that's how Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti look at it. What do you need to really give you that confidence, that clarity into your retirement picture? The Money Map Retirement Review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions, it's all in there, but it's all based on whomever they are sitting down with, because everybody's situation is unique. Everybody has their own wishes and hopes and dreams for retirement, their bucket list items. Everybody's is different. So Eric and the team are here to help you figure all of this out. The Money Map Retirement Review, you want to sit down and learn more about it. It's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And again, there's no cost for this. There's no obligation. It's complimentary. And then if you'd like that Are You Ready to Retire starter kit that Johnson Brunetti has put together for you, no question. Just call and ask for it. 800-705-1232. Now, Johnson Brunetti, Eric, as you're well aware, you've got 6 offices in Connecticut, 3 in Boston, but you also have an office in Atlanta. Atlanta is headquarters of UPS. We are hearing kind of the rumblings now because of our economy, I guess, that some companies are maybe laying off some people or saying, hey, we would really like you to go ahead and retire. We'll go ahead and pay you now. UPS employs 3,400 pilots. They're hoping 167 of them will accept a voluntary separation offer, which includes cash and healthcare benefits, which I'm sure they'll take care of them. And this is the first pilot reduction since 2010, when 111 pilots of UPS were furloughed. Are you seeing or hearing of these kind of things happening around the country?
I mean, so we're headquartered up in Connecticut. We have clients all over the country because it's an expensive place to live, and you know, it snows here sometimes, so people leave.
You're going to go skiing.
I love it here. So, but we are seeing a lot in Connecticut where you're having these reductions. And now, you know, reading the Wall Street Journal last week, there's an article, okay, you're transitioning back to the office, which to me is what? Because we've always been in the office, but a lot of these employers are like, well, you're going to work from home. Okay, now you're not. Or you got to come in 3 days a week. And wait, what? I moved to Charleston. How am I going to go into the office in Hartford? But, you know, we are seeing a lot of those changes. And it's also situational because some people, they're working at UPS saying, you know, I'm just not ready. I hope I don't get the tap on the shoulder. And then there's someone else that's like, please let it be me. You know, so that's another thing. Joel, my business partner, wrote this great book. It's called Forced to Retire. And that's, okay, we've got a plan of, okay, I'm going to retire at 65. And then you're 62 and your employer has a different plan. Can you retire? Can you take that package? I know it sounds good. And man, I'd love to stop working. Can you afford to stop working? And a lot of people can and a lot of people can't. So getting a package can be a great thing. Get some good advice on this, because you know, your buddy sitting next to you says, oh, I'm going to take it. I'm going to do great. Maybe they're not going to do great with that. Make sure that, you know, once you make that very permanent decision, that it was the right one.
You know, and you had that opportunity when people were getting furloughed and laid off and, hey, we want to buy your pension out. That was a big decision for people. Do I take the pension the way it was designed, or do I take the cash and then I invest it myself with the help of Johnson Brunetti, which makes sense to me? I mean, it's not like this is the first time ever we've heard of these types of situations, but sometimes the pension that they're offering you is phenomenal and you better leave it the way it is because it's guaranteeing you money for the rest of your life. And other times there may be the pension itself is under a little bit of pressure and we're not guaranteed that it will be there for the rest of our life. Maybe then we move it somewhere else. I mean, those are big decisions.
Huge decisions. And it is so situational, right? Are you single? Are you in good health? Are you going to live a long time? Are you not? You know, there's people, what, you know, is any of that money going to go to my kids? And every pension is different. Now, the likelihood that you worked for a company for a long time, you've got a pension, you're going to start that pension, and it's going to stop is pretty darn close to zero. I get critical of that marketing where people are like, oh, are you sure your pension's guaranteed? Yeah, I'm pretty darn sure it is. At the same time, every employer's different. You weren't supposed to live to be 100 years old when that pension was created, and your employer's terrified they're going to pay you forever, which is technically the insurance company they've used to provide that pension. But like you said, Mark, it is a huge once-in-a-lifetime decision, and if there are two of you, you got to make sure two of you are going to be okay, not just, well, my wife's younger than me, so she's going to live longer, and I hope that's the way it goes, but it doesn't always go that way.
That's the idea. Start it with a phone call, 800-705-1232. If you'd like that retirement starter kit that John Cimarnetti has available, just ask for it. They'll send it right to you. But it's really about not procrastinating. Let's get started. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. We're just halfway through the program. Heather Atkins will join us next. She is a CFP, a certified financial planner with the team at John Cimarnetti. We're going to talk about some of the challenges that women face in retirement when we come back right here on Money Wisdom, powered by John Cimarnetti.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott, joined now by Heather Atkins. Heather is a certified financial planner, been in the financial world for, what are we looking at? Almost 8 years now. Started in the business around 2015, joined the team at Johnson Brunetti in 2019. And we're going to talk about some of the challenges women have in retirement. And of course, the number is still the same. You've got questions. Heather says something you'd like to learn more about. All you have to do is give the team at Johnson Brunetti a call. It's 800-705-1232. There is no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. The team is here to help. They don't know if they can help you until you reach out. It's a great opportunity for you to find out where you are, I think. Get some clarity into your retirement picture. 800-705-1232. You want to learn more about Heather? Go to the website, Johnson Brunetti, BRUNETTI.com, JohnsonBrunetti.com. Heather, welcome. Give us a little background. I mean, you joined the team in 2019. You're a certified financial planner, which means a little higher education anyway in the financial planning world. Give us a quick story of Heather Atkins.
Hi, Mark. I am a certified financial planner, like you mentioned. Grew up in Ohio, the Buckeye State, went to Ohio State, studied finance, and now I'm residing in Connecticut with my fiance and my dog, Taz, and get to, sit in on a lot of different appointments and meetings with clients, prospective clients, folks that are concerned about retiring, worried if they have enough to retire, and alleviating a lot of those concerns with the folks I'm sitting down with.
So here's the deal. We're going to talk about women challenges, but you don't just sit down with females. You'll sit down with anybody, married couple, single, widowed, divorced, whatever, because everybody has questions, I think, and everybody needs a strategy and a plan. And of course, at Johnson Brunetti, you guys come up with the strategies for them, Money Wisdom, the Money Map Retirement Review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. It's all there. One of the crazy stats, and Heather, I know you know these stats, but to me, this one, the most astounding one to me is that the average age of a widow in the United States is 59 years of age. I find that incredible. Were you surprised the first time you heard that?
Very surprised. It's staggering stats here. Yeah. And women are oftentimes the widow in that instance.
So you think about it. I think the another stat that's pretty crazy to think about is 80% of men die married. 80% of women will die widowed, divorced, or single. So that means that men have somebody there to help care for them when they're getting to the end. Women, now are the children there? Are you by yourself? There's a lot of challenges. So the retirement planning is maybe a little different. We know that statistically, women outlive men by about 6 years. So even if you're married and then there's an age gap, maybe the wife is 5 years younger than the husband. Now we're looking at 10 or 11 years is just the average. Doesn't mean my dad passed away really kind of early at the age of 72. But his wife is still alive today, so we're talking 15 years later. That's not uncommon. Is that why challenges for women are maybe even greater in retirement than they are for men?
Absolutely. Women living that much longer than their male counterparts, you know, that means we have to save that much more as women, and we need to have that much more in investments and that much more in income. So it is certainly a women's issue with the financial and retirement planning.
My mom is 86, so she was in independent living basically for a while, right? And then she's now in the, ooh, I need some more help. So she had to slide to a different part of the retirement community, went from $3,000 a month to $9,000 a month. I mean, you think about it, I go see her, and maybe she'll be eating lunch or dinner with the group, because it's a wing, basically, of this retirement community. And there will be like 13 people there, 12 of them are women, the guy sits off to his side. I mean, that's not uncommon, though. I mean, in nursing homes and so forth, the highest percentage are female, not males.
Yes, and long-term care, that is also a women's issue, you know, and oftentimes when there's one less person in the mix, if it's a husband and wife, husband predeceases wife, she's got oftentimes less income, because we know things like Social Security, only one of the higher of the two benefits will remain. And so we're often looking at less income for the surviving spouse and more expenses for the surviving spouse, especially if you're to end up in a nursing home living situation.
Glad you're with us today for Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Heather Atkins joining us, talking some of the challenges that women have in retirement. If you would like to make sure that you've got a plan, we don't want to think about long-term care, we don't think about passing away, but if you're married and the husband's passed away, the lower of the two Social Securities goes away, keep the higher. Hey, congratulations, you're married 50 years, so the government says, hey, we'll let you file your taxes as a joint, a married couple for that year of the passing, but next year you got to file your taxes as a single person, so your taxes went way up, and you might have lost some or all of a pension. There's a lot of moving parts here. Heather and the team at Johnson Brunetti would love to sit down with you if you have questions, if you have concerns. If you're a married couple, you want to make sure that your spouse will be okay, whether it's the husband or the wife. None of us are guaranteed anything. The idea is, do you have a plan in place for those types of scenarios? Right? Are you sure your money's going to last as long as you need it to, as long as we will need it to? Everybody's situation is unique, and that's how Heather and the team at Johnson Brunetti look at it. You want to learn more, you would like to maybe sit down and walk through a Money Map retirement review with Heather and the team, you certainly can. Just give them a call, 800-705-1232. There's no cost, there's no obligation. It's one of those opportunities I think is too important to pass up, because we are talking about the next 20, 30 years of your life. And there is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. So you can sit down with Heather, talk about some of your concerns, and find out where you are. Maybe you could have retired 3 years ago. Maybe you need to work 3 years more. Don't know. Don't know until you sit down with the team at Johnson Brunetti. Again, it's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And you also can call that same number if you'd like the Women's Guide to Financial Empowerment that the team at Johnson Brunetti has put together. The Women's Guide to Financial Empowerment, 800-705-1232. And just say, hey, I'd love to get that. They'll send it right to you. Pretty simple. 800-705-1232. What do you think, Heather, from sitting down with people all the time, what do you think women are more concerned about when it comes to retirement? Is there a difference between how men look at it and how women look at it?
It's funny, because I think men first, what they come out and say anyways in these, you know, complimentary initial visits is they're concerned about the performance. They want to get the most return, you know, on their investments. And then when we get to the deeper meaning kind of behind all of that, it's to make sure that there's enough money, enough income, enough of a nest egg. And that is certainly women's biggest concern, too. So there are certainly similarities here. I think women feel this on a deeper level because of all the things we've already mentioned about having to make sure we have that much more money in our later years because we're going to be here longer. And so the concerns might be more the same between men and women, but women are maybe more vocal and feel this on a deeper level.
So Heather, when you sit down with a married couple, for example, you know, back in the day, if you were doing this in the 1970s, it would have been very typical that the husband knew everything about the money and the investments. The wife knew nothing. They're raising kids, right? The mom's in the kitchen and taking care of children. That has changed, I think, dramatically in today's world, where more and more women are starting their own business, their CEOs and all of that. I think women have a better understanding of money to a degree, but it's probably not all. How would you look at that? I think women have more understanding of women and the bills and the things and all of that, the financial picture, than maybe they did 20, 30 years ago.
Agreed. Yeah. Women, fortunately, have been able to play a larger role in the financial planning, maybe not all the time in the investment space. And that's where, you know, we're able to help and work on that. But with the household finances, kind of looking at your household like a business, you know, what income is coming in and what expenses do you have? Do you have a mortgage or not? Utilities, you know, gas in the car, things like that. I think, you know, women have a really, you know, good handle on a lot of that stuff. And now it's a matter of transitioning that kind of knowledge and confidence over into the investment space. And now, you know, now we're talking. Now we can really amplify that confidence in the retirement planning.
All right, Heather, final question for Heather Atkins of Johnson Brunetti. Again, johnsonbrunetti.com if you'd like to learn more about the team. But our final question, I'm going to give you a two-parter. What would be your advice for a single or widowed woman that's kind of not really sure of her retirement picture? Or what kind of advice would you give for a married couple and the woman is like, "Boy, I don't think he's really into growth and I don't really know where things are. I need to know more." Those are two different scenarios.
Yeah, I would say first for the single or widowed woman, you know, I think the fight or flight response really, really kicks in, especially after like losing a loved one in the widow's shoes. And it's easy to kind of let shock take over and really do nothing. But it's so important to seek out, you know, a professional and get a second opinion. And that's not much different than what the married couple should do. If you're looking at things and maybe in that situation, the husband's handling the finances and the wife is, you know, playing kind of like a secondary role to that, get a second opinion to ensure that the plan was built for both members of the household, not just one lifespan, not just on one person's salary and income. Make sure that it's foolproof for both parties.
You know, something else that has changed as well, the team at Johnson Brunetti, if you come in as a married couple and the husband says, "Ah, my wife doesn't care about any of this," they're going to say, "Well, hold on. The odds are that you're going to pass away before she does. She needs to know what's going on. Bring her in," right? We want to have both members come in if we're talking about retirement for a married couple. So it is about both of you at the end of the day, but it's also about, don't forget, when you lose a spouse, the lower of the two Social Securities goes away. Your taxes will go up the following year to single as opposed to joint. So your taxes have gone up and you may lose some or all of a pension. Well, I can guarantee you the bills don't go down by 50% when you lose a spouse. So it's really about planning. And the really, when you think about it, the Money Map Retirement Review is really set for however long you're both here, right? How do you want to leave things? You want to leave money to the kids? How do you want to do all of that? Your favorite charity? A lot of moving parts here, but it's really about having a plan, getting some confidence and clarity moving forward. And God forbid, that's going to happen. Typically, the married couple, they don't pass away at the same time. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Heather and the team would love to sit down and chat with you about any or all of this, putting a plan together, giving you some clarity into where you are, what happens if, those kind of scenarios. Not fun to think about, but they're a fact of life. 800-705-1232 is the number to chat with the team. Heather Atkins and the team at Johnson Brunetti. Again, there's no cost for this. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. 800-705-1232. Do it now. This might be one of the more important phone calls you make. 800-705-1232. 32. Heather, enjoyed it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great week, and we'll have more of Money Wisdom next week.
Thank you.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.